So basically what I'm doing here is really taking two loose patches, placing one over the other, cutting part of one of them away to create a curved shape. And then after, I draw a seam line just for a guide and fold under there and stitch that down to the bottom patch. But ultimately then I cut away from the original patch underneath where two layers have been created. So it's really two loose patches with parts of them cut away. And in the end, there's just a single little seam allowance that connects them. And really, if you think about what a seam is, you're just ending up with a seam. It's just the way you stitch it is a little bit different. You know, a lot of times, you learn a method, you know, and then you practice it over and over again, you get better at it. But a lot of times I find myself thinking, what if I do it a different way? And that's really how this evolved. I find it a lot easier just from my standpoint. And I also don't really enjoy sewing seams where I can't really see what I'm doing. That's one of the reasons I use the fold and stitch method rather than the running stitch method, which just kind of feels blind to me. That's the only way I can describe it. You know, there is an alternative to this also where you can just draw the line directly on the patch you're going to sew to and then fit the applique into that. But that's something I'd like to cover later because it has, there are other ways to do it. But for now, this is a very simple way to get a curve. And you can continue to layer over what you've done and add another curve and then cut away and add another layer and cut away. So you can really come up with quite a complex curved patch. But also it's really fun to play with these. You know, I also wanted to say, you know, you can kind of plan this. You could really plan out the curves and be very careful to create them the way you've planned them. But I find it more fun and more freeing, and actually I discover more by just continuing to make them without looking at them in any fixed manner. A lot of times I just play with the scraps that I have and let the curves evolve from the shape of the scrap. It's really a great way to use things up and waste less. And it's interesting to me as a concept to be able to build from not wasting. That the form of the thing that you're going to make is actually growing from using things in some kind way, you know, instead of all those little tiny scraps that we tend to throw away. Or they just sit there, or we recut them. Why not just use them the way they are? There's something really nice in that.